This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AFP reports the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz as fierce fighting raged in the center of a second northern capital. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal, which is scheduled to be completed by the end of August. Of the three provincial capitals that have fallen since Friday, Kunduz is by far the most significant and has been a perennial target for the Taliban. The U.S. Senate advanced a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package in a procedural vote Saturday. That's an indication the measure will eventually be approved in a final vote. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will stay in session until the bill is passed, adding, quote, "It's up to my Republican colleagues how long it takes," end quote. In a 67-27 vote showing solid bipartisan backing, senators limited debate on the legislation. This, which would be the largest investment in decades toward U.S. physical infrastructure, including roads, bridges, airports, and waterways. Sue Bird of the United States capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record 5th gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with 5 gold medals, the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan Sunday at the Tokyo Games. The U.S. has now won the last 7 Olympic gold medals, matching the country's men's program for the most ever in a row. This is VOA News.